subscribe. Contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. I'm your host, Doug. You can get us on iTunes. All the things I just said are related to the Yearbook podcast. This is where we dump out everything left over in the notebook that did not fit in the other podcasts, even though the internet is vast and endless. Doug, that makes no sense. Or dump out our whole purse, as they say on the show Archer. Football. The officials who penalized a West Virginia player for doing the upside-down Longhorns hand gesture versus Texas were just wrong. It was just a celebration. And if it riles up Texas, which it almost did when another player was penalized near the end of the game for the same thing, so be it. All the complaining about the coach of fill-in team here, who stands silently while his or her team continues losing, and now Cleveland Browns coach Hugh Jackson, I never realized how close that was to Hugh Jackman, gets fired. I really didn't, and all this time you would have think that would have come up. Hugh Jackson was the reason we were not so big on the Browns this year. He reportedly once had ties to a shady supplement company, and he was not a flop as Raiders coach in 2011, but only went 8-8. Then Jackson goes out and makes every key speech from every sports movie, said all the right motivational things, and spoke for every passionate fan all the way through this summer's edition of Hard Knocks. And nothing good happened, and he wound up fired. Meanwhile, the Red Sox, Alex Cora, wasn't very animated at all in his dugout, but was still fascinating to watch. What's he thinking? And won the World Series. We talked UMass football last time, but didn't get a chance to tell you that a student would have won a year's free tuition had a Minuteman player returned a kickoff for a touchdown against Coastal Carolina. It didn't happen, but one UMass returner ran the ball out of the end zone like his own tuition depended on it. He was out of control. He was reckless. And he was barely stopped from breaking the return open. Thanks to their schedule, UMass is a player. First up is a visit from BYU, which should take an ocean of fans with them to New England, and which has, talking about BYU, which has been mighty at times, but needs at least two more wins to rescue their season. Then UMass visits Georgia. That Georgia, right after they play Auburn and right before Georgia Tech and Alabama. As currently set up, obviously a loss to UMass ends Georgia's playoff hopes. These two games could help Minuteman receiver Andy Isabella's profile. Will Isabella get drafted? Who knows? Everybody lies. But Isabella has rolled up impressive stats, yet he's only faced two top 50 defenses. Charlotte, you heard me, and these are in order. And Boston College. BYU and Georgia are both top 27 defenses. Election night, former Packers and Giants safety Aaron Rouse won a seat on the Virginia Beach City Council. In the 2008 Packers yearbook, in his second season, Rouse was reflecting on his rookie season. This is what it says in the yearbook. And yes, that is where the title of this podcast comes from. Rouse didn't mention politics, but he did say, as a rookie, he set small goals, yet still wanted to start right away, saying, quoting, "I believe experience is the best teacher," unquote. As far as we could tell, Rouse is now a political rookie, and you have to start somewhere, but experience is going to be his best teacher. Former Tennessee Titans linebacker Colin Allred is now a congressman-elect. He played in 32 career games and just pulled an upset in Texas's 32nd district. In addition, his 32nd and final game came in October 2010 when Allred had a tackle in a win at Dallas. The district he won covers the areas just north and east of Dallas. Then there was the dude who proposed to his girlfriend as she ran the New York City Marathon. Whatever makes them happy. But he couldn't interrupt her at work or in line at the DMV or White Castle, someplace where the training isn't as hard or as expensive. We like what one woman said, unless it's not true. She was proposed to after a marathon, but if the proposal came during her marathon, she claims she would have said no. This would make an awesome romantic comedy.